Joining me in the studio is the executive director of the Iola Car Show, Joe Opperman, and Allie is here too. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So how are the roads coming in?
Perfect.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Slightly narrower and a little bumpy.
Yeah. Did you come in a four-wheel drive, though?
Yeah, we brought a truck. We didn't have any issues. Plenty of traffic.
Was there?
Yeah, okay. People know what to do in this part of the world.
Yeah, it takes, well, this was a big one, so it just took us a little bit longer, I think, to get acclimated.
Yeah.
But I wasn't expecting it this much.
No, there's a lot of snow out there, for sure. Yeah.
So you've come to talk about the Iola Car Show that's coming up this summer.
That's right. We're excited about it. It's going to be the second weekend in July, like always, but we've got some great things in store.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about it? It's July 9th through the 11th.
Correct.
And your theme this year is?
So the theme this year is just America's Car Show and Swap Meet. It's going to be heavy on patriotic features in honor of America's 250th. We've got a lot of things in store. Some of them we haven't released yet, but you can expect a lot of red, white, and blue features.
Okay.
Some fun kind of baseball inspired features, dollar hot dogs and apple pies and that sort of a thing.
Well, that's kind of cool. And you've got some guests, Allie?
Yeah. We have a lot of great people coming this year. So Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl, they're a duo, a team. And Patrick Duffy, we know from Dallas. And he's old Hollywood. Very excited to have him.
Now you probably, I'm a little older than both of you in Dallas, but I just remember that one year he died on Dallas. He was murdered or something. And then he came back and he was in the shower. It was all a bad dream.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I was not happy about that. I didn't mind him coming back, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The Who Shot JR was like the talk of America for a summer, you know, like the ultimate cliffhanger. So, that was a little before our time. But believe me, I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
You're making me feel good here. Yeah. So besides those two, who else do you have?
So Sung Kang is from the Fast and Furious franchise, and he is releasing a new Drifter movie that he has produced and started. And so that's one of our biggest ones from our Hollywood people. And then we have a couple car people. Derek Beery from Vice Grip Garage is coming back again. We have Sean Umscheid is the What in a Way guy. He's on TikTok. He does a lot of, you know, reels about people doing things and him testing it out to see if it's a reality thing. So
he'll actually be doing stuff there?
Oh, yeah. He's got a big following. He's being sponsored by the Wisco Dealer Co-op, which is an awesome group that we work with. So we're excited to see what he does. He's going to be a perfect fit for our swap meet audience. Sung Kang is an interesting one because he really is a guy who we would not ordinarily be able to get. He's a bigger Hollywood name, a little bit niche in the Fast and the Furious franchise, but the people who know him just absolutely will die to meet him.
Yeah.
And this is unique because he is releasing his own movie. It's his directorial debut. And because of that, he's on the road touring. And that's the only way we could get a guy that. So his entire production team is coming. We'll have hopefully the actual feature car from the movie. He'll be doing like a panel question and answer. Okay. That's going to be a really unique feature for us.
That will be interesting. Yeah, that would be awfully interesting. Now, so what else? Do you have anything new that you've been doing with the grounds this year?
Oh, yeah.
We're
trying to do a little bit less major projects this year just because we've taken on so much in the last few years. But even still, we're developing some great new indoor spaces. There's the features we've added over the last few years have been pretty ambitious. We've got a great crew, fortunately, to be able to do that stuff, but we do need to take a breath on some of those bigger ones just to survive for another year here.
But boy, this is the 54th.
Correct.
I'm thinking you've come a long way since just in the last 10 years.
Oh, it's crazy. Since Joe pretty much has come, it's been a huge turnover. And just seeing pictures, I deal with pictures in social media a lot, so seeing the pictures of what it looked like before that time is just, it's night and day difference. And one of the things that Iola Gear Kids has been a pretty big thing in the last couple of years. So being more family oriented and bringing those kids in the next generation has been a huge focus of the show as well. They're bringing in some new things this year too. So we're excited.
Oh, wow. So people are just joining us. Joe Opperman and Allie from the Iola Car Show are in the studio. And you've got, what is the actual America's?
America's Car Show and Swap Meet. Theme.
Yeah. And it's a red, white, and blue theme.
Yep.
And you're looking for specifically red, white, and blue cars?
Yeah. So the theme cars this year will be, if it's red, white, or blue, it fits the theme. We're also incorporating military vehicles in that. So military vehicles will have a special display as well. That's something that a lot of people really love to see.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some great diversity, but it really will just all fit nicely with the theme.
We do have that cut off the 1995 year for those cars as well, just because we know there's some newer cars that are those cut offs. But for theme, and we do have a late model category that those will fit those.
Oh, you do?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what about the swap meet is still there and all those things?
Huge.
The swap meet is, it's probably the core strength of the show. Mm-hmm. I think the swap meet is the strongest swap meet in America. We've got what we think are America's greatest swap vendors. These guys are there year after year with stashes of parts and NOS and unique things that you just can't find anywhere else. You can't find some of this stuff online, and that's the draw. And we've really developed a nice relationship. We get a lot of nice back and forth with our swap vendors. They help us to improve the show, and it's really become a nice partnership.
Yeah, actually, you know, when I was going around for the past several years talking to you, people in the swap meet area, and that's what they did say. They get stuff that they can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. And so many of these guys, like, they're older, they just bring stuff from their garages. Yeah. We have gone to an online registration system, and we really thought that would kind of hurt our swap meet because so many of our guys are not computer savvy. But I mean, right before we left, I think I saw the swap meet was 82% full already this far out from the show, and they are getting it, and they're so excited to come back, and you know, they're working through the system because they know how important the show is and want to be there. So
yeah. So is that all still open? How do people get tickets, and how can they be a part of it?
Yep. So you can get tickets online through our website, through Facebook, registration for swap or show car. The best prices are right now as far as registration goes. Mm-hmm. As we get a little bit closer, the prices will go up, but you can find that just at IolaOldCarShow.com.
Okay.
We've got a lot of information out there, and we've got a lot of exciting features yet to be released.
Oh, well, looking forward to it. Nally, you always keep the Facebook up to date.
Trying to. It's a little slower in this time, and people, I did post one yesterday of the snow, and you know, it is just dreaming of warmer days, and they were under 160.
You didn't do a snow angel this time or anything?
Yeah,
I
did the other day. I did it at home and stuff. My daughter filmed me doing that. So we laughed and the dog attacked, and it was great. So,
well, this is exciting. The Iola Car Show, we're talking about it, and that means summer can't be too far away.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're like just one step down from the ground.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And it's July 9th through the 11th.
Yep.
And the website again is
IolaOldCarShow.com.
All right. So get those tickets and get your everybody, I guess, signed up for the...
Yeah.
What else can they do on that before I let you go? Whether you sign up for the swap meet,
yep,
and get the tickets on there, and other information too.
Show car, camping. Camping is big.
Camping. We did not hit. Yeah.
Camping is the best way to enjoy the show because you're right there. We've got buses that'll bring you back and forth. It's very inexpensive. It's a great family approach.
Yeah, it's an average of like $200 for Wednesday to Sunday camping. Come for get two tickets to the show and really just a good time and family memories and generations have been out on their camper.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I know. I've seen people there that are probably been there forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
All right. The Iola Old Car Show coming up, and it's July 9th through the 11th. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.